You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Break!
What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the Black Is Break, also known as The Break, brought to you by the Black Is Network. So we get into part three of our conversation around rape and rape culture. Once again, the crew members in this conversation are Casey, Tash, Shelby, Leisha, E Color from the Hip Hop Digest, and myself. Some of the things we touch on in this particular part of the conversation are the celebrity mindset, a sense of entitlement, weaponizing rape, and game versus manipulation. Hope you enjoyed the first two parts of the discussion. Like I said, it gets heated, and it continues. You know, the crew, we for the most part, we agree on, but it's these little things that, we delve into deeper, and we find ourselves on opposite ends. But it's all good. It's all love. Once the mic is off, conversation's over, we cool. But continues to get a little testy. So hope you enjoy the conversation. Make sure you hit us up. Let us know what you guys think of the conversation. Chime in. We'd like to hear what you guys think of this subject of rape and rape culture. It is heavy. It is a lot. But, we try to have these conversations in order to, get people to understand things on both sides. So it's not just your opinion. It's, you can see what everybody else is thinking and. Maybe it changes your mind, maybe it doesn't, but it's cool to hear some things from other people that have a different mindset from yours. So some of the crew do share a couple personal things, instances for themselves or somebody they know. So, yeah, it's a heavy topic. So let's get into it. Thanks for listening.
Realize that we're talking about containing a woman's sexuality. If she wants to go out and
right.
wear some Daisy Dukes,
if she
wants to go out and feel sexy, we're saying, well, you're putting yourself in a position here
exactly.
that you might get raped because you're looking sexy.
No, I'm saying something completely different. There's one thing to put on a sexy outfit and go on about your day. There's
sure.
another thing to put on a sexy outfit and put yourself in an environment with suspect ass people, such as I'm going to put on this naked ass outfit and be part of the entourage today that's kicking it with the football team or the basketball team, or I'm on this music video set. It doesn't make what happens to
you. You said suspect people.
Right.
Black men.
A lot of people.
I didn't say black men.
Well, no.
I said suspect
people. But why are there so many suspect ass people that are going to assume they can fuck you in the first place?
Because there are certain industries where you have people whose fame and money go to their ego.
Okay.
So you're dealing with low-key celebrities, yeah. not real celebrities, star athletes on college campuses.
Yeah.
Exactly. You're going into places where people are already getting treated special for whatever reason. So they think when you come around, you're somebody else who's ready to treat them special. Whatever that might mean.
So
and you need to know that before you put yourself in those circumstances. If
like
you try down, if you're not down for that,
there are groupies in the church.
Hell
that,
yeah. Hell
I'm
yeah.
saying that. So when you go to church, you should be thinking that.
You should be very real about the church
like,
you go to and what
down.
Your pastor
really
is about.
What you're saying, though.
I'm so very fucking clear on what I'm saying.
That's
you
dangerous.
Need to know. But
that's
it's but
dangerous.
But you need to know
that. That's a
dangerous
mentality to have.
But you need to know that.
That is a very dangerous mentality to have. You can have whatever mentality you want, but I'm saying that's a very dangerous mentality to have.
You need to know that when you're dealing with a celebrity mindset, what you're dealing with. For example, one of my, and this is anecdotal, One of my very close friends that I went to college with was having a relationship with a man who was both a minister and... Okay, sorry. Take my attitude back. You know I love you. Somebody who was a minister, and he was like a Senate, somebody in the government. Right. She was 15. Okay. She had a relationship with that man from 15 until we met in college about 19.
Right, I remember.
He was a star minister.
Right.
Somebody big in the government. She was impressed by that. She was blown away by that. The shit he did with her was completely foul, but she knew exactly what she was doing. I remember she told me the story that when the day he came to preach at the church, all the sisters ran up afterwards to talk to him. And she was like, I just waited because I knew I was the youngest one. And I knew that I had the juice. So she waited for all the older sisters to back up. And then she walked up on him and got what she wanted out of him in that situation. I'm not saying every young woman who finds herself in that circumstance is going for that. It might be complete and total adulation and admiration, asking for mentorship, whatever the case may be. And that's somebody who's young, naive, and does not understand. But if you are an adult or old enough to know something, got a little bit of common sense, you know the circumstances that exist. And I think we need to, like in our text message conversation, when Leisha said so very eloquently, on college campuses, if there's a football team, trains are being run. You know that there are situations where that environment exists, and people who show up to kick it in that environment, the belief is that you are there because you are down for the get down. If you are not down for the get down, you do not need to be there.
I think with the case of your friend, while I appreciate the story, 15 is a little hard to stomach because, and if it was my 15-year-old, I wouldn't be like, well, she went after him and she knew it. Like, I'd be like, no, he belongs in jail dealing with my 15-year-old.
Yeah, we were dealing with a young woman, though, who didn't have that kind of structure. She didn't have anybody who was paying that level of attention. You know what I mean? And he didn't know she was that age up front, and he didn't bother to ask, which was on him. Because even though she didn't look 15, she definitely didn't look 30.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I think when we start to get into these conversations, we start to get into areas that we technically agree. Like, I'm not saying that you should go jump in the middle of a room of football players drunk and half naked and then be shocked that they think you're down for something that you're not. I'm just saying that if you aren't down for it and you find yourself in a stupid, bad situation, you still have the right to not have that turn into you having sex against your will. That's really all that
is.
And that's what I'm saying. I think we agree. And I would tell my daughter, like I have said in our podcast before, you know, hey, like try to avoid those situations and try to stick with your friends when you're out in public and don't be end up alone and all that crap. Like I will tell her that till the sun comes up, whatever. But I understand that there might be a night that she doesn't use the best judgment. I just have to hope that whatever dude she's with is raised in the right way, that he understands that that doesn't mean that he has the green light to go ahead and do something with her. And that's really all that I'm saying. When it comes down to it, it's on him, regardless of how dumb of a decision that she made.
And also,
when it comes down to it, it's on him.
Yes.
No matter. And that's where I have a problem with it. It's on both of them.
If she's unconscious is what I mean. Or if she's in a state where she can't make a decision.
Unconscious is always a bad idea.
That's all that I'm saying. If she's down, then she's down.
Guys.
Okay, so here's the thing. Wait.
We should fall on both sides.
Not if she's not. And if she's not.
If they're both under the influence. If they're both passed out, then
if
one person is passed out and one isn't, and somebody's more aware than the other.
No, what if you're at the point where you're just like...
Okay.
If he's unconscious, then yes, they're both at fault. If he somehow rolls over...
Okay, what if he's just like... What if he's like, I don't remember neither?
You guys. Can I just say, before you go there, I just want to say...
That's a different situation.
The example... This is the other reason that I have an issue with the whole put yourself in that situation. I may put myself in a situation where I'm willing to have sex with a person, as did that girl with Nate Parker. But in the situation that I let down my guard in an environment where I've said, I'll have sex with him, that does not mean that everybody else gets a turn.
Right.
In which case, you have now said, well, you should have known better. And I'm kind of sticking to that point. That's it's not okay, but you do know that that environment exists.
The fault is now on me because I put
The fault's not on you. Both sides have a responsibility. Period. Both sides has a responsibility.
I'm going to come to what I think is Kim's defense. She can correct me if I'm wrong. I think she's trying to say that there's no blaming the victim, but it's clear to make our role as co-creators of every situation that we're in.
I said that in the beginning.
Clear to make our role clear and to prevent it. But I think the larger conversation is one that we're having as a society, is that moving the needle on what is considered rape. I think that's a good conversation.
I still come down to police situations and like, you know, you're a black guy, let's say like in the South Carolina guy, he had a warrant or whatever for his child support. He gets pulled over. He takes off running. Like, those were all circumstances that we could have told him, you know what? This probably isn't going to end well for you, sir. You're running from the cops in South Carolina. Like, you know what I mean? But like, we still are like, of course he didn't deserve to get shot. You know what? It's hard for me to take that next step of like making every single wrong decision, which many people do in those circumstances, and then it leading to something that was obviously could have happened.
I feel as if Kim is having a separate conversation. I mean, it's in this forum, but she's trying to say, like, women, let's put our looking glasses on and let's treat ourselves. And you're right. It has no place in the fact that when someone rapes, it's rape, and you're not to blame for someone crossing a very clear line. And I get that. But what happens is the line of consent and the way we've been talking about it becomes murky, because it's not something where people say yes or no, and it's a moment or it's a vibe, or, you know, you're feeling it. And like Shelby said, if you put yourself in a situation and you're down to be romantically involved with one person and then someone else walks in, that's a very clear line that's been crossed, especially if you're inebriated to the point where you can't articulate a clear consent or interest in the other, in that other person.
So I'm speaking specifically to her, to Kim. Shelby's point doesn't matter anymore.
No, listen.
What are you talking about? Kim specifically said,
I'm not backing away from that.
She specifically said, if you find yourself in a studio, then
if you find yourself in an environment with people who operate from a sense of entitlement, if something happens to you where you are sexually assaulted, it's not correct. But those environments exist, and women, all of us, no matter women, men get raped too. You need to be aware of who you're dealing with and be able to protect yourself as much as you possibly can. If you find yourself, put it straight up, Shelby, for me, I would not find it a smart move to get intoxicated in a room with 8 men, and I only really know 2 of them.
Oh, no.
Kind of, sort of.
I mean, I'm not necessarily that person either by any stretch. However, and I've never been in a studio. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I've worked in the music industry. I have never stepped foot in a studio. Ever. Because I was trained a certain way.
Right.
Everybody's not trained a certain way.
And I get that.
And so the fact that you're not trained a certain way doesn't mean that you somehow become more aware of it, though. You know what I mean? Like,
what point does common sense kick in?
They don't.
What point does more training come, or you just? Because if it's that, because like, if Alicia's saying it's always on the guy.
Listen, I wouldn't run from the cops, but
that's common sense.
Do it every day.
Exactly.
I mean, that's common sense.
Okay, listen. I have to go, and I'm kind of exhausted, but I really want to point this out in how deep this well goes. The very fact that, especially with Nate Parker, how often we talk about the weaponization of rape from women against men, that in and of itself can train other minds that, you know, if it's a 12-year-old girl or 14-year-old girl, to be like, oh, if you're gonna accuse somebody of rape, you better be real about it. You better not make a false accusation. You better not say it. What you said earlier is people act with a sense of entitlement. There are a lot of men who act by default with a sense of entitlement. They approach you like they're a celebrity. They approach you with, I'm important, I'm fly, I'm fresh, all that stuff. You better not say no. You know what I'm saying? We approach that way. Mm-hmm. And so if we're talking about ending rape culture, it goes way deeper than anything talking about, well, if you know, when you end up in a certain situation, we're almost categorizing almost a plethora of situations that a girl could think that she figured her way out, and then she gets cornered. Oh, you got caught. Oh, you know, your titties were out. So, we were already doing it. So you did say yes. So it's kind of a gray area. You can't get me now. You see what I mean? Now we're weaponizing it back again. So this is what I'm saying, is that every time that we're still having a discussion, I think that we really have to kind of give a little bit of credit that, yes, accusing somebody of rape is a really large step to do. That's like me, you know, calling the cops on my sister. You know, if I say she stole something of mine, I'm going to call the fucking police because I'm just going to do it. But that's my sister. I love her. So to say that we're going to just automatically weaponize that, we're afraid of the power that women can have by just saying that it happened. You know what I'm saying? Or just saying, well, you should have known this. You shouldn't have done that. Like, we're really honing in on this in a way in which we're now still absolving a lot of guilt from the men who probably knew what they were doing. They knew that they were manipulating the situation so that they could get out of it.
Well, and to piggyback, I mean, I think where it makes me a little fearful is the women who, like, look back and think, dang, I did make a stupid decision, and now I'm not going to really report this because everybody's going to be like, well, why were you there? Or why were you drunk?
Right.
You know, and it's like, well, God, I mean, I was drunk and I was in the wrong place.
Every decision you made was wrong up until the very point that you got raped.
Exactly. And that's what
every decision was wrong. But
this way of talking just
and so that's
further that, I guess, that fear for women that legitimate. And then that's why I got on Tash so bad on our text, because when he was saying, oh, finding out she's a groupie, like, makes me believe her less or something. And I'm like, once again, it's like her sexual past bears no reflection on her ability to be raped.
I don't believe I said that.
Oh, yes, you absolutely did. And we had a long, long
time. I don't know. I guess I have a hard time. To me, in this conversation, every situation renders the woman who is the victim, mm-hmm. or the alleged victim, as weak and stupid and senseless and powerless. And yes! And I have a very hard time accepting.
Maybe it's that they were prey to someone's predator.
Right, like the idea that. Prey. Right.
It's always, and the idea is like.
Many women get raped that weren't stupid, but I'm saying there's nothing wrong with being stupid too. That still doesn't mean that. You know,
you should be right.
Right. But
being the victim.
Like, but we're talking about a situation. Right, but we're talking about this happening at such a grand rate. That there are these men out here that are just so super skillful at manipulating all these young women that are, or women our age, that are ill prepared to deal and interact in these situations. I have a very hard time believing that we're dealing with that level of imbalance between the genders. But this is all very educational for me to know that there are young women that operate from this mindset and young men that operate from this mindset. And this is how they're linking up in the situations that women are being manipulated out of their sex. Because for the last decade, I swear, I've had to train my mind to think more. Well, actually, not even train my mind, to just accept and acknowledge and be open with the fact that women are more in control of their sex now than ever. So it's not a situation where you're under lock and key with it. You make your own decisions. You make your own choices. You make the selections of sleeping with who you want to sleep with. And it's nobody's business, nobody's judgment, nobody's anything. It's in your power.
There's so many people telling them the exact opposite. There are so many people that are telling them the exact opposite.
I don't even think it's that simple. I think a lot of what you were saying earlier is kind of mixed up with a guy having game, like being able to get the girl, being able to get, like, I think it's all kind of intermingled in a way where at the end of the day, a lot of guys are being taught to manipulate women into having sex. And
yes.
That, I think, is what he was trying to get to earlier.
Absolutely.
It sounds like gang.
Meaning like I said, a guy specifically said that he asks questions so that they don't say no. He is specifically trying to game it in a way into which she is going to want to have sex with me. He's not just having a straightforward conversation with a human being.
But if you're dealing with men and women, and there, if the purpose of a person's evening that night is to go out and have sex, be it the man or the woman, and they link up with somebody who manipulates them or successfully convinces them, yeah, you should have sex with me tonight. I'm trying to figure out where that becomes a rape situation.
It doesn't. Where does it doesn't.
Where does manipulation? No. Where does someone using game, like you say, and manipulating a woman to have sex? It makes it seem as if she had no choice in the matter.
Right.
We're limiting their choices right now. We're limiting their choices. We're saying, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. We're saying that right now.
I'm not saying every sexual encounter is rape. I'm like, this is the craziest shit ever.
The idea of casting guys who are running game as predators who are manipulating.
No.
But that's what you said.
No, what I'm saying is that they are trying to... They are putting women in a situation where they have to say yes out of a fear, out of peer pressure. Yes. No, yeah. The rapist. If he has game, she wants to. Okay. If she has game, she wants to. We are talking about guys that are specifically trying to do everything to the point where women are being pressured into, if you're not fucking me, you're worthless. Well, if you're not fucking me, there's something wrong with you. It is a complete manipulation of doing everything possible to make them make a decision so that they don't feel like, oh, well, you know, I did say yes, but I also felt like this.
I didn't say it was real game.
That's higher than game. That's higher than game. Because to me, I look at it, I'm trying to make this all simple. Like, to me, women are smarter than men. So, and I don't, is all this saying no and I'm fearful? Is it strictly physical? Because I'm like, women are smarter than us. So clearly there must be something we're doing on our end to make sure that we stay on top.
Intimidation.
And it's like, okay, you want us to stop intimidating you. Okay, you want me to stop benefiting from this. Make me. There are some guys will be like, you know what? That's fucked up. Okay. But if I'm in the seat of power, I'm like, okay, well. Make me. Well, it's fucked up. What are you going to do? And I get that men have to be in the forefront of the conversation to change things. And that's why I went hella extreme. Because I'm like, you want us to change. What are you going to do for those who don't want to
Chris, do you realize you're asking for their trust to do the right thing? You're asking for their trust. They're asking for the women to ensure the trust that they will not treat you like a piece of shit.
No, I'm asking.
Based off the conversation we had earlier tonight, it sounds like that's exactly what's happening. Because
these guys that
both
are doing
sides
that.
Are being treated like shit. Women are being intimidated, and then if a man who's not trying to be intimidated just steps to a woman, he's still getting the attitude. And I'm not trying to fuck with you. I'm not trying to talk to you. Attitude.
If my game is intimidating to you, which leads to fucking rape culture, should I stop running games?
Somebody has to take a first step. Who's going to take the first step? The guy's got to take the first step.
I get it. To me, that's the same argument with us and white folk. Yes, white people need to take the first step. Until they I going to do? Wait for them to take the first step? I'd still be a goddamn slave.
Taking the first step through feminism.
And you just have to keep going.
Women have been saying, I was raped.
What are you going to do now? I'm totally fine with you being raped and all of a sudden there's a physical repercussion.
They changed the law.
There's a physical repercussion.
I'm not seeing where that conversation is doing anything to change the mentality of the men at all. If anything, it's making a two-way beef situation.
I've always preached against changing minds, so that's not necessarily my approach by any means. I have much more of a legal policy approach, but I do want to emphasize that when we talk about like women having gained power, a lot of that power has been in the ability to choose who and when to have sex, mm-hmm. but not necessarily in the ability to say no. Like that hasn't necessarily increased per se, in my opinion. Like, but yes, the freedom to choose to have sex when they want or with who, I do think that power has increased for sure. Now, you know, you'll hear conservatives argue, well, that's been our downfall. I mean, I don't necessarily agree with that by any means.
You don't understand
conservatism. I hear what you're saying, though.
Listen, I'm just gonna say that whether people realize it or not, there are things that we've kind of accepted as normal that I think we should ask ourselves, just like we said about this issue of yes or no, that there are dudes that are pushing as hard as possible to get a yes as a sale for any means possible to get that woman to say yes, to the point where she's like, fuck, okay, because I don't know what the fuck you're going to do. You're pulling out your dick on me. You're saying, are we going to fuck or not? If any, my attention toward you, anything. I've had lot of girls tell me that they can't even go on a first date.
I don't understand why. I think what is so frustrating is I don't understand why people... Why, even in this room, why it's so hard to believe what Johannes is saying. And I think that that is the part that's like...
Let me break it down, because Shelby's point is directly pointed to me. I'm going to tell you exactly why it's hard for me to
not
believe.
Not just you, Tash, and Chris. It's
not
just
because every not because him, this, anything, because,
but like, the side of the room.
Because, let me answer it for you. Because... This has not been my experience, nor almost any woman who I've known throughout my life to function from that mentality. It has never occurred to me that I could be in a situation so damn intimidating by any man that I can make the choice to not say no. I don't understand that mentality at all. And that's the reason why it's hard for some people at this table, me namely, to understand that. Because there's no situation where I can't say no for myself. No situation I've been in.
I have been Shelby, in situations where Shelby, I please, was fucking Shelby. Afraid of what was going to happen to me.
Shelby.
Well, period. And the pressure was... I mean, and the pressure was real. And I was like, well, goddamn, how did this happen?
I've been in high-pressure situations, too.
And this is where I would disagree with Johanse, is that I don't consider some of what he is talking about to be game. At the point where manipulation...
I didn't say game.
At the point where manipulation is in, like, a threat, a physical threat of someone's safety... And a physical threat.
No,
it's like
allow me to.
No, not even a physical threat.
Allow
like
me to
a psychological
you
threat.
You seem to keep Hold saying up. It's game. I never Hold said that.
No, I'm
I said
about
commingled.
I said Johanse. No one's
that?
Talking about
men are considering it to be game. Men are considering that to be the fresh way to approach a girl.
Listen, Shelby,
no.
All. I just need you to listen to what I said.
All I'm saying is that it's commingled with game. And so that some people perceive it. I'm not saying that it is.
No, for me,
that
that's
it
sexual
is
assault.
Perception.
The things,
it
that,
is absolutely
the things
sexual
that he's
assault.
Describing are
no,
sexual assault.
No, that is the exact point, though, Tash, is that there are people who perceive that as game because it's commingled in there in a way where they perceive it. No one is saying that it is.
Can I be very
definite?
Is
it commingled in there because they're successfully
that's just
having
not game.
Sex
and
with
I said,
people who they're trying to go after?
Yes.
Yes. Because the manipulations have
to
work.
So and that's the part that's confusing me. Being manipulated to the point under, you're in a high pressure situation and manipulated to the point where you cannot, under any circumstances, say no.
Okay.
Without somebody holding a gun, a knife, or some sort of weapon of violence to me to force my hand.
That's speaking more to the culture, not specifically to rape. But that, to me, that speaks more to.
Okay, imagine this. Imagine
I hear
this.
What you're saying, and I'm.
Imagine this.
I'm not. I just said that is not rape. He's speaking to the rape culture, not the act of rape.
The mentality that fuels even more of it happening.
Yeah, I think you can get to a point where the woman feels I'm either going to do it or I'm going to say no, and it's going to be a big old ruckus, whatever right. you want to call.
Right.
We're gonna have a big old
because
thing.
I know his friends.
Big old scene, and I'm like, do I want to deal with the scene, or is it just gonna happen, kind of thing? And I do think that there comes to that point. Now, do I think that's rape? No,
I never said
not.
That was
I know,
rape.
I know, I would agree, but to me, but that is a byproduct of this,
right because of how about. we're commodifying yes. women. Imagine this. Okay, imagine this scenario. Guy and a girl in a car. Mm-hmm. They're kissing in the car. Things are going down. You know, he pulls his shirt off. And then she says, you know what? I don't think this is okay. I don't think this is okay. No, come on. Let's do it. Then the guy's all like, here. Pulls his dick out. Now, then she says, okay.
He's so crass, man.
I'm giving you the scenario. I'm giving you the scenario. I'm giving you the scenario. He just pulls it out, and then the girl starts touching it, starts going, and starts going with it, right? Now, did she give consent?
Yes.
Okay.
The man is going to read that as yes. You touched my dick.
Now, here's the problem. Because this guy is probably, 6'3", and she's about 5'4", he's fully erect on top of her, pulls it out, even though she said no already. Hey, come on.
But she started playing with...
Right, you just said but
no. But she says no after the fact.
Yes.
Okay, after the fact, she's...
I'm
but
saying,
after,
wait,
let him
finish.
No.
See, the way you're... Even when I gave you that scenario, you're imagining that he was being passive when he said it. He could have very well been on top of her and then been like, yo, so what's good? Come on, I know you said no, but why not? I'm on you now. And now that at that point she says yes because at this point she says yes because she's too afraid to say no. At this point she says yes because she's too afraid to say no.
These guys ain't gonna do it.
And let me tell you, this situation. Now listen, you gotta hear me out. I didn't finish. You have to understand that on the phone with two of my college educated friends who have now married. Years ago, a friend of mine told us the story of him being in the car, pulled his dick out, didn't really say entirely what happened, but then the girl went with it. Then the other homie started taking that as game because they said, well, maybe if I just pull it out, because she's already kind of thought about doing it, so if I just pull it out, she's going to say yes because now she wants to go along with it. They're doing that as game. They are thinking sexual assault is normal thing to do. They are thinking that objectifying women is a normal thing to do. They are going around. That one of the things that my friend challenged the girl to say to a girl.
All black men play basketball.
Who's that one friend?
You guys really don't understand that part of the conversation is already a way of devaluing them to make them a decision to say, you have to make this decision or else what the fuck good are you?
I mean,
if you're not coming over my house, I'm not going to be your friend. I don't like you. I don't want nothing with you.
Good for that female then. She's escaping then. If some clown is going to treat her like that, then good if she gets away.
Do you think that many people in this world have that much confidence, especially when everything in the world is telling them that they have no value?
And this shit, I'm sorry. Yes. This shit is blowing my mind.
Yes. Whoa.
This shit is blowing my mind. Welcome.
Yes, this is the real world that exists in which women are being...
There's a bunch of different realities.
Has this happened to you?
But not that specific story. I mean, I have been in a situation where...
That brother, you don't know his friend? Oh, he didn't put his dick out and say, dude... No.
Okay.
Going back to
his numbers. You don't have to tell me any specifics. How many women would you say in your circle of friends do you know that this has happened to?
Oh wow,
nigga, that's a chess move. That's a chess move. That's what.
Yes,
that's a chess move. Yes,
a deliberate.
Yes, I want. I want the pussy. Can I have it now? I'm going here.
I would say well into the double digits. Well into the double digits. Women our age. This is happening to them.
Yes, and some people
with more than one.
They took that as game. Do you under? You gotta.
I believe that goes down.
Women, how do you know?
Uh-oh. Okay, so I have had this conversation. I've had conversations with so many people who have been raped who have never told anybody.
Yes.
When I say never told anybody, like never reported it, their parents don't know, their sister doesn't know. Like there are people who just, because once something like that happens, the level of embarrassment and shame that happens, because everything that we've said at this table, is what they're thinking. What the fuck were you doing there? Why were you drinking? Why did you? Right. All that stuff will play in your head.
And they blame themselves.
And they're not going to say anything. But that doesn't mean this doesn't happen. I literally went out in college. I got drunk. And I got forced into a car. Somebody literally held a bottle. I fucking hate spice rum. Swung that shit at my head. What was I supposed to do? You know what I mean? Like, did I get raped? Yes. Did I get raped that night? No, but I was scared. And I got in that fucking car because I was afraid. You can't say that, oh, I don't. Would someone look at me or meet me and think, oh, nothing like this would ever happen to Shelby? The shit fucking happened. I'm grateful I didn't get raped. Wait, but that doesn't mean I wasn't in a situation where I was forced to get in a car that I didn't want to get into because somebody swung a bottle at my head. I got in the fucking car.
The guy you were with swung a bottle at your head?
Yes. Shit happens. It just does. That doesn't mean that I'm weak. I didn't put myself in a situation where I was trained not to put myself in a situation that was dangerous. I never in a million years thought that something like that would happen to me. But it did. Did I get raped? No. He fucked somebody else. Great for me. You know what I'm saying?
But we're not saying that if you get put into a dangerous situation, not of your fault.
Right.
Like that. No, that situation.
I let my guard down and I was drinking with people that I felt comfortable with and the shit went left.
Right.
It did. And I could have been. And someone could easily say, why were you drinking with them? Why'd you drink so much? Why did you? Was he my best friend? No. Did I know him well enough to feel comfortable to drink at that age? Yes. Well, I thought it was fine. At 38, would I do that? No.
And I want to also there's other circumstances. Like I think of sometimes how I imagine, because I'm not married, but sometimes a wife, maybe she's not necessarily in the mood, but it's probably easier to just get it over with and just let the husband have sex. You know what I mean? Because you're just No, I'm not saying that it is at all. I'm just saying that there are circumstances in dating also, especially if it's someone you've had sex with before, that maybe you're not necessarily feeling like it or whatever. And I would never wake up the next day and say, oh, I was raped because I decided it was easier to just go along with it. But I'm just saying there are those circumstances that it's external pressures that somehow can dictate the decision that you make. I wouldn't call that rape, but I'm just saying it's not necessarily yes, I'm ready to get it on, but it's just okay, fine. It's just going to be a lot easier to do it, get it over with, whatever.
Some people do call that rape, though. I don't think that's rape.
Right.
I don't either. But some people do.
Get yourself into that situation. It is very possible to get yourself into that
situation. I'd like to address Johan, bringing up folks attributing certain tactics of manipulation and intimidation to game, that's not game whatsoever. And it sounded like the instances where people were talking about it like game were when you were younger. But if someone's talking about intimidation tactics of that order, now, I guess, getting someone to consent to other questions and leading it into a sex question, maybe that's manipulation and maybe that is game. But when you're intimidating the person and cornering them.
Or wearing them down. That's what a lot of
people. Or wearing them down. That's not game. That's not game.
We agree with you. Game
is when you convince her and she's like, I'm fucking with you.
But that's the same thing.
But not when I want it.
That's not the same.
This is a hip hop versus rap combo. That's where it went. Because he's saying it is kind of, but not like.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, it is the same way. Because if you're so if all roads lead to sex, if this road leads to sex and this road leads to sex and it's basic,
it's a high five at the end regardless.
I'm not justifying one because I definitely don't think that it's okay, Tash. I'm definitely saying it's wrong. But I'm saying that you have to realize, though, that for some...
I'm her wanting you so badly.
Tash, you are talking about genuine interaction in which you are allowing them to make their own decision because you're saying through conversation it's foreplay. That's what you're saying. What they are talking about is literally the friend that had talked about pulling his dick out in the car. This conversation happened after I graduated from grad school. Okay, so I wasn't that young. When he said that, the other friend sometime later is the same guy I'm telling you that took that idea to the New Year's party, had a girl in the room and was like, hey, so what you want to do?
Is this
you understand? They think that this is the way of just getting the sex out of a woman because, well, she's making her own decision, so we're going to fuck, right? It is that base level. You got to understand, we're decent people.
Yeah,
but there's a larger culture, as you said, that are being trained partially because they are the same people that want to do this.
Right. And the thing is, Sash, we're from a completely different...
I'm not entirely against his friend who at a
pulls
party,
his dick out.
if it can be done with
panache. Right. So because you have more finesse, it's okay.
No, well, I mean, this is but time has gotten shorter. Time has gotten shorter.
No, go be honest.
Tash, look.
Tash, you do the same thing when people are talking.
Tash, you would gauge whether or not she was down. He put her in the room. He just closed the door and was in the room with her.
And she expressed no interest in him before.
No. That's just and in that moment, she said, I thought I was going to get raped. She told me from her perspective. My other friend passed it off like, hey, you know, I think I pulled my dick out. I just pulled my dick out in the room. And he was acting like it was just the smooth thing to do. And I'm like, why?
Right. Did you tell? Please tell me you told him that was so wrong.
First of all, he framed it as, hey, I might have accidentally pulled my dick out. I said, what do you mean by accident? And he was like, but I, in my own way, assumed that he might have been trying to talk to the girl, that she was feeling him, she was talking to him or rubbing on him or something, that there was something that happened in that interaction.
That made him
thing was, I had said something, this is about 6 years after the incident, because this was a friend. Right. We knew this girl.
Right.
She told me after a different thing that I said about rape on Facebook or whatever and things like that, she messaged me and said, you know, I have to tell you that one of your friends cornered me in a room and pulled his dick out, and I, you know, luckily somebody else came in the room because this person is way bigger than her. So she didn't know what to do, and she had been raped before. So when we're talking about these ideas about rape culture, we have to also think about the people who this has happened to who didn't ask for it. You see what I'm saying? So we got to balance the scales a little bit on the discussion to err on the side that nobody really inherently wants to just see the downfall of a person by just being like, you know what, I didn't like it, so I'm gonna call it rape.
I think it's
because first of all, they probably didn't have sex without them liking each other in the first place. That's why it happened, because they said yes, and then when they walked away from it, they were like, oh, that was kind of a waste of time. Well, I did like him, but it was a waste of time, so I'm gonna hit you with this rape charge. We can't.
I don't think it's that trivial, you know what I'm saying? Okay. And nor am I trying to make it seem like it's that trivial.
Then we don't have to worry about it.
No, I think that there is a wide spectrum. And I thank everybody here tonight that has absolutely enlightened me on certain aspects of it. Because it's not a matter of me not believing, Shelby, that these situations happen. I just don't personally know anybody that they have happened to, nor have they happened to me. Or maybe people are just not talking about it like they should or would or feel comfortable talking about. But I think in every given situation, there is a wide spectrum. And I guess for me, where it feels dangerous, what Shelby said earlier to me is probably the one thing that made the most sense about why this is happening. Because to me, it seems just as irresponsible to assume every situation is the given truth as it is to assume any woman is lying. I think to be on either end of the spectrum, just like this is it, that's all, it begs room for question. I think what E. Green said is probably the best possible practice, or at least one that I feel I can adopt, and that's look at every given situation individually for what it is. Like, really look at every single circumstance.
Right.
Because to label somebody as a rapist is not a lightweight thing.
No.
It is not.
It's not a lightweight thing. But we can't sit here and say that we don't all know somebody or know of somebody that got hit with that and it wasn't the correct thing.
I don't know anyone.
I do.
I do.
But I'm like, I don't. I mean,
I do.
Yeah.
I know somebody that went to jail, actually.
I know both.
Right.
You know, I know both. But again, right. Remember, we're talking amongst rational people who right. are empathetic, who care, who have been trained.
And the vast
and there are other men
are
who train
there.
Their boys to be like, hey, man, you get her in that room, you better fuck.
And it's
there are men who talk to the they won't say that to their daughter. Oh, no. You have no choice. You are never supposed to have sex. Hey, but my son, you better go ahead and smash everything. It is a trained thing that happens a lot of times behind closed doors. And a lot of times you've probably even sensed that something was off about it. But a lot of times dudes train each other will say, hey, man, she must be trying to fuck. She's in your dorm room. So she wants to fuck. But it's like, wait a minute, you're assuming that because she's doing something that she's giving me consent. You're assuming that this is okay. You're telling me that I don't really have to do much else but just put my hand on her and then it's good to go. And if she says no, oh, well, that's, you know, that's her problem. It's like, no, wait a minute. You don't have to assume that everybody, a woman wants to fuck you because she's in close proximity to you. It's gotten that low to where we're really getting to that point of being irrational. I'm going to say this last part. Rape culture is like capitalism. It is an idea that is ingrained enough to where you don't know when it's a problematic area till it pops up and somebody just ran away with it and took it as far as they could go. You don't realize how deeply ingrained that we're saying, well, don't participate in rape culture. But then again, we have to have rape culture because then nobody's going to buy anything. And then if you decide to be in it, well, that was your fault. Like, we're really not thinking about if we're talking yeah. about people participating in rape culture, it's because we're creating rape culture.
Right.
And so we'll probably have more women not in music videos because we're saying, hey, listen,
right.
understand you are worth more. You have been taught that. People right. here have been taught that, but right. there are so many people that are like, damn, if I don't get this guy to like me, I'm not shit. Oh, I'm going to have to fuck him. They really are feeling like that is their value. So when you say, like, what are they going to do? It's like, well, shit, we got to at least let them know that they can do something first. There's a lot of people that just don't think that they can do anything because, like, the shame and the guilt and the worthlessness and the blaming themselves, like, that is a real heavy weight to the point where we're still talking about, I understand what we're talking about on gray area and personal responsibility, but we're not even really allowing anybody to be personal responsible. We're just saying, like, you know, don't fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't fuck up. You know, we're pressurizing the situation to where now every decision a woman makes to where she's going, who she knows. I know a lot of girls that say, yo, I haven't let many guys in my house, but I trust you because they have been raped. And they think that I'm a nice enough person to where they really, you know, and they said no, they fought, they did everything that they was in their right, but they still have a PTSD. You know what I'm saying? So I think that we all agree that you should let a person make their own fucking decision, but you have to at least first consider women people. Then after that, you know what I'm saying? Then after that, we can talk about personal responsibility. But if we're just going to treat women like sex dolls, then now we've just created a whole thing to where you better not say no because now you're accusing me of rape. You know what I'm saying? We're really going that hard. So I get it. Trust me, because as a black man, my biggest fear, I think about Emmett Till. My mom taught me about that. I saw the situations of Tupac and Mike Tyson and certain things that we're debating, like, oh, God, not another one. You know, another black man went under. But a white dude gets off in 6 months. Eh. That's why I said this is something that we're talking about because it is a fear ingrained in us. Because I'm taking it to the next level because we've been raped. Black people have experienced rape as part of our culture. You see what I'm saying? So now we don't even know how to process just making sure that, like, yo, let's not do this. Let's not treat people that way. We were raised in different kinds of communities, different kinds of people. But now we have a culture, especially among us, that is like, girls are like, damn, I don't want to show too much of my ass because niggas think that it's okay to just grab it. You know, because they thought it's just game. You know what I'm saying? They thought it was cool to do.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Is Break. We'd love to hear your thoughts on the subject. Hit us up, let us know what you think. You can reach us on Facebook at Black Is Magazine, on Twitter at Black Is Online. You can hit us up via email at kc@blackisonline.com. You can message on the hotline, 323-455-4219. You can always check us out on our website, blackisonline.com. Thanks again.